The Republican-run House of Representatives early this morning approved a prescription drug benefit for those enrolled in Medicare. The Republican backers of the plan say it helps private insurance companies provide drug coverage for the elderly. Democrats deride the measure as an election year gimmick that won't work. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
The 2:30 a.m. final vote on the prescription drugs bill was 221 to 208, with only 8 Republicans and 8 Democrats crossing party lines. GOP leaders had to talk many of their own members into lining up behind the plan, whose $350 billion price tag, spread over 10 years, is less than half what Democrats had offered in an alternative bill that was not allowed to be put to a vote. Republican stalwarts such as J.D. Hayworth of Arizona insisted the GOP's bill is what the nation's elderly need.
Every senior who wants this plan will be eligible for coverage. We will leave no senior behind.
Republican Nancy Johnson of Connecticut, who played a key role in crafting the bill, said those who enroll in the plan will get free baseline physicals, and they would also, for a monthly premium of perhaps $33, get help through private insurance companies.
80% subsidies up to $1,000 in drug costs, and 50-50 after that. This is powerful help.
Such help would continue for the first $2,000 worth of drugs, but then there would be no further subsidies until beneficiaries run up $3,700 in drug bills, at which point 100% coverage would begin. Louisiana Republican Billy Tozan declared his party is fighting to improve Medicare.
We have a comprehensive plan, a permanent plan of voluntary entitlement within Medicare that's within budget, that insurance companies say they will be able to work under and provide plans.
Democrats belittled the plan. Lloyd Doggett of Texas compared it to Swiss cheese.
But seniors get all the holes and no cheese. There's no guaranteed deductible. There's no guaranteed premium. There's no guaranteed benefit, and there's no insurance company that's ever offered a plan of this type.
Maryland Democrat Benjamin Cardin predicted the GOP plan would go awry, just as the so-called Medicare with Choice plan did that tried to get seniors into HMOs.
Look what happened with the HMOs. They enrolled seniors, they brought them in, and then they left town.
The plan's main problem, according to Democratic leader Dick Gephardt, is the influence campaign contributors had on it.
In the end, this Republican bill listens not to the people of this country. It listens to the pharmaceutical companies and to the insurance companies.
But Texas Republican Joe Barton said people would not be forced to enroll.
I would point out that if the plan that's before us were to become law, if it's a bad plan, it's optional. There's nothing mandatory about this plan that's going to be on the floor.
The battle over prescription drug plans is sure to continue in Congress as both Republicans and Democrats vie for support from the elderly in the upcoming midterm elections. Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle yesterday vowed to bring a prescription drugs bill to the floor of the Senate next month.
The Senate Democrats are going to try to make good on a commitment to pass a meaningful bill.
But that bill is likely to differ sharply from the one passed today by the House, and few lawmakers expect those differences could be resolved before the end of this Congress. David Bolna, NPR News, the Capitol.